points on the day. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Kia Motors plans to recall over 500,000 cars to fix an airbag flaw. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us which vehicles.
The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy with the recall set to begin on July 27th.
Today, IHOP announced it would be changing its name to IHOB with the B for burgers. The change is not permanent, though, according to a company spokesman. Darren Rebels is the president of IHOP. He joined Fox and Friends to talk about if they're still, in fact, going to have pancakes.
We're always going to have pancakes on the menu.
Okay.
We're always going to be IHOP. America loves burgers, and America loves IHOP, and we thought this was a fantastic combination to bring America's burgers to an iconic brand like IHOP.
Rebels was also asked about the International House of Pancakes.
Well, we have restaurants in a lot of countries around the world. We have almost 1,700 restaurants in the U.S. and about another 100 or so internationally. But we're growing like crazy right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, hello, it's Brooke B. Sellis with Girl Boss here with your weather. Right now, it's 71, but it feels like 70. We've only got a 10% chance of rain. Those skies are clear, and the wind is about 4 miles an hour east-northeast. It'll be mainly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s, clear skies, low of 47, winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tomorrow we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high of 76, winds south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your weather. Thanks, guys.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and me, Brooke B. Sellis, two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace, climbing the corporate ladder or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being the girl boss, we'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Devin.
I've missed you. It's been a long time.
I haven't seen you in like a, what?
2 days.
Not even. Less. Well, no, about this time. So, yeah, 48 hours. So, we had a great time at Polo this weekend, but I'm burned like crazy pants.
Purple.
Burned, like purple.
If we managed to get the Facebook Live working, you could see it. Unfortunately,
I don't know if
we're on a little bit of a delay.
I don't know if the color will show. It's like an odd color I haven't seen before, but it hurts.
That's not good.
It hurts.
You better take care of that.
Ouch. Girls, this is a reminder that skin cancer is not funny. It's
no joke.
No joke. So wear sunscreen. I had this little, you'll see it on the Facebook Live, I had this little jean jacket on.
Didn't you have that same dress on?
I'm not wearing a dress. I'm wearing a
shirt.
It was
the same color.
It was the same color. It was blue. I really like blue. And I took it off because it was hot as blazes. It was so hot. And yeah, I didn't have any sunscreen on my shoulders, and they are burnt to a crisp. Well done. Very well done.
Yeah, I feel terrible about that, but next time hopefully you'll remember to wear some sunscreen. So Deb joined us as well. She's here checking in today, learning about the controls and getting ready to take over for Brooke next week. This is her last week in studio with us.
I know. Special announcement. Deb will be your summer co-host as I will be traveling, I don't know how many miles away, far away up to Maine for the summer.
Too far for our liking.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, it's like an 8-hour
looking
drive
forward to it.
With stops. With no stops if I go straight through like six and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice.
It's like a day's drive.
Well, while you're up there, I'm going to try to do a clean segue here. You're going to be blogging, aren't you?
Yes, Devin, I am. Yes.
So last week we briefly mentioned blogging, and I'm a newbie at that. I'm good on the Facebook. I know Twitter, Instagram, but blogging, I mean, we're even doing a podcast now. I have no perception of blogging. So I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about that today.
Sure. I can tell you all kinds of stuff about blogging. What is it that you would like to know?
What is blogging? Let's start with step one.
So you'll probably know this if you're listening. Maybe you don't. But if you visit your favorite website, more than likely they will have a blog. They may not call it a blog. They may say content. They may say resources. Most people call it a blog, though. And a blog is where you leave content, updated content, at your own frequency. So for B Squared, we write a post once a week, which is actually really not enough. I should be writing
a lot
more.
For a social media company.
Yeah, I should be writing a lot more, but we're just now getting into where we have guest bloggers who come on and blog on our blog instead of just me writing it. So there will be hopefully a chance for us to move that frequency up to maybe two times, three times a week this year.
Why is that important to you?
Very important to Google. It's not so important to me.
Interesting.
It's important to me because
SEO.
It's important to Google. Exactly. So SEO stands for search engine optimization. And this is how Google or other search engines find your website. And essentially blogging allows you to become an authority. So if you, Devin, were to start blogging about real estate and telling stories and tips from your unique perspective, meaning I couldn't go to anyone else's blog to find this information, or I really resonate with your POV or point of view, then I'm going to continue to go to your blog. And as more people continue to go to your blog and like it and share it and talk about it on social, Google ranks all of that. All of those little signals, social signals and other signals, Google ranks that. And as your blog comes up in popularity, meaning more and more people are visiting your blog, Google will show your content to more and more people, much like the Facebook algorithm that we talked about like a million shows ago, like five.
We really haven't had that many
like
yet.
Five shows ago.
Okay, so you blog for search engine optimization.
Yeah, to get found. And I'm about to, fingers crossed, closed an enterprise-sized client who found me from a blog post that I wrote about why you should outsource your social media to a third-party vendor versus doing it in-house.
Okay, so for example, somebody would Google social media marketers, third-party vendors, and then your blog would pop up as one of the answers to that question?
So when you blog, most bloggers use WordPress. It's a site called WordPress. And if you know how to write on Word, like a Word doc, then you know how to use WordPress, which is why it's the most used site for blogging.
It's a different extension, isn't it?
It's just like Word. It's like the menu is the same. You can, if you know how to write in Word, you know how to write on WordPress. Most people use WordPress. It's very easy to do. And then I use a plugin called Yoast.
Oh boy.
YOASTSEO. And that actually helps you write your post for SEO or for search engine optimization. So for this post, I'll give you an example, okay? This financial institution that I'm hoping to close, if you're out there marketing gods, please smile upon me. So this post was entitled, well, I actually did several, right? I did a kind of a series about outsourcing your social media marketing, but the one that she read was 10 reasons why you should outsource your social media marketing. Yoast SEO helps me, as someone who is not an SEO expert, write my content so that it gets found by Google the way Google wants to find it. So it makes me pick a keyword or a keyword phrase. For that post, I picked a keyword phrase. So 10 reasons you should outsource your social media marketing. The keyword phrase that I chose was outsource your social media marketing. And then anybody who types in something along the lines of outsource or outsourcing social media marketing, my blog would become a hit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know it's super technical. It's really nerdy.
It makes sense, but there's a lot of people that are blogging using those same terms, right? Everyone that's using Yoast has that as a suggested phrase.
Right. So your site authority, your domain authority, meaning the authority that your website has all by itself, would also help you be seen. So if I write for my little old website, B-Squared Media, which you know has only been around for 6 years and doesn't have that much authority, yeah, sure, I can get some hits. When I guest post for Mark Schaefer's marketing blog called Grow, he's been around for, oh my gosh, I don't know how long Grow's been around, but he's got millions of readers.
Wow.
My stuff on his site, you know, if I search that keyword phrase 9 times out of 10, it's in those first 5 results on Google because of his authority. So you constantly have to work on authority, and that's part of the reason why I want to blog more. Google gives you authority based on how much new content you're producing. So
authority equals, taking notes here, new content.
Well, that's one of the authority rankings.
I was wondering if Yoast is something that, is there a, do you have to pay for it annually, or is this a
free version and there's a paid version. I do use the paid version, but you don't have to.
Okay.
I use the paid version because I get like a secondary keyword. I get like other little like helpful thingies. Yoast will show you.
It's a technical term there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, thingies.
Helpful thingies.
Very technical, very.
So outsourcing, you'd have like a secondary word for it too, so that if somebody looks up that secondary word, it's in your content somewhere.
Yeah, or I could say like social media agency as like a secondary keyword phrase, which would help with that that keyword phrase outsourcing social media agency. They kind of go together. So when someone's in the market to buy, which is what this lady was doing when she found that post, read the post, ended up on our site. All of my site pages lead to that, you know, conversion page, which is my free consultation, booked the free consultation. And we've been in talks now for about a month and a half. But we're almost there. And it all came from a blog post, which is, you know, just now happening, I'll also say, after 6 years of writing once a week.
Okay, so we're going to step out to a commercial break, and on that note, I really want to know why you keep doing it if it took 6 years to actually get a hit off of it.
Sure.
All right, guys, we'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me and my co-host, Devin. We've also got our new summer co-host here with us today, Deb Hill.
Hello.
Or Debbie Hill. Debbie.
Deborah.
Not Deborah. Debbie or Deb.
Debbie or Deb, whatever you'd like.
And today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is blogging.
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 Yeah.
Devin had and like a deer in the headlights.
It took you 6 years to get any hits off of your blogs?
I mean, no, other things have come from my blog. So I was picked up on other sites that I blog for from blogging on my blog.
How many times do you say blog? I love it. I'm sorry.
Blogging on my blog.
I'll be quiet now.
What?
I liked it.
Yes. So you blog on your blog.
Blog on your blog.
Blog on my blog. And then other sites picked me up to blog on their blogs.
Okay.
That's what I mean. That's so cool.
Yeah. And
why would they do that?
Well,
because you're a good writer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've always loved writing. I was an English minor. And you do have to be a good writer. I mean, and I'm talking grammar, spelling. But you also have to have the most important thing that I mentioned earlier was that point of view that no one else can bring. I get real, like, sassy and snarky in my posts. And I tell people how they're doing stuff wrong all the time. And
you do. I love reading your writing.
Thank you. And that's something people like, because you can go and you can really read the content that we have on anyone's blog, on anyone's site, but I think you have to deliver it with your, if people can feel Devin in the writing, you're going to do so much better than if you just write like, hi, I'm Devin, and I sold a house today, and you should buy my houses. Goodbye.
Where can
Good
we,
point.
Where can we
I know,
feel yeah. Brooke?
Well,
come here.
That's mostly for my husband.
Darn.
Where do we go?
Once a week on the B Squared blog.
B Squared blog. Okay.
Yeah. So if you go to bsquared.media, we're a .com, not a .com. So bsquared.media. Go to blog, and you'll see some of my writings. Make sure you look at the byline. Byline, another technical term. That's where you see the author's name.
What is it? B Squared Media.
B Squared dot Media.
Okay.
/ blog. How many times can I say blog? Are you counting?
That's that would be 22. No, I'm kidding.
It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse when we had the word of the day.
The word of the day is
say
blog.
Blog, and everybody goes, anyway, so yeah, if you go there, make sure you look at the byline, which is the author name, because like I said, we've been starting to pick up more guest bloggers, and look for something by me, and I think, you know, for the most part, you'll see my tone, and sometimes I even put personal stuff in there. You know, I get a little, like, into the nitty-gritty about how sucky it is to be a business owner sometimes, or how amazing it is to be a business owner sometimes, or how much I hate
people sometimes.
I'm so glad you're honest about that, you know?
Honesty is like, the best policy.
Yes. All of us, once in a while, we're like, oh my God, I'm so bad with people.
It's a total buzzword. I know people use it all the time right now, but if you can be authentic, if you can figure out how to be your true, authentic self and have that come across in the words, and then also be the source. So you're being Devin. You're conveying Devin in those words, but you're also becoming the source. So the source for Wydell that I can't get reading any other Wydell agent stuff, the stuff that I can't get reading any other agents in New Jersey's stuff, that's kind of what you have to think about. So the personal anecdote, the story.
Do you have a target audience that you write to? Is it other business owners? Is it people that are trying to learn about outsourcing their social media? What is that something that we need to establish before we start blogging?
Definitely. So you want to write like you're writing to one person. So when I write a blog post, I try to think about who I'm writing it for. And most of the time, since I'm responsible for sales, I'm writing it to that business owner or to that director of marketing or the CMO or the director of ops, you know, the owner of the company, whoever it is that I normally talk to when I make those sales. But I also write it in such a way that I will use jargon or I'll use marketing speak because I know a lot of other social media marketers read my blog. But if I use the jargon, I'll be sure to like spell out what that means. So if I say your CTA should always blah, 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 I'll put parentheses next to CTA call to action.
Okay. So Deb's here, and what is your primary business right now? Is that the nutrition?
Actually, right now, my primary business is web consulting. Yes.
Okay. And then I'm a realtor. So what would our target audiences, what could our target audiences look like? Oh my gosh.
Well, you, Devin, you sell both commercial and residential, correct?
Yes.
Do you sell more of one?
It's pretty much 50-50 when it comes to dollar volume.
So then you would have two audiences. You would need to make sure that some of your content addressed those commercial needs of your buyer. And think back to your most recent buyer. Or maybe it wasn't someone who worked with you, but you couldn't get it done. Write the post for that person. Speak to them directly with what you're writing about. And always try to be helpful. Like, again, you have to make people want to read the content. And they want to read the content, A, because it's your story, right? There's so much content out there. There's so much real estate content out there. It'd be very hard to like break through your niche. What can no one steal or what can no one do that you can do? Be you and have your story. So that's first and foremost. Second of all, try to give as much knowledge, like give away the kitchen sink. I pull back the kimono all the time and I'm like, hey, this is
I love how. When she says that.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. But that's what I
that's
do.
That's sort of high-end business, you know, pulling back the kimono.
It's true. I pull back, it's like Wizard of Oz, right? Insane. I pull back the curtain and I'm like, here's how we do it step by step. And if you think you can go out there and do it, good luck. But I'll probably see you back here in 6 weeks on a free consultation.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So give super, super valuable. I don't just mean like, here's what the market's doing today. Again, we can go find that information anywhere. From your point of view, Devin, what do you see writing to Mr. Sellis, who you didn't close the deal with because XYZ? What do you see happening for him, and why didn't that deal close? And what could you have done or he could have done to make that deal go better? And that's a great blog post.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
So then what about for Deb? What could some of her...
Well, Deb's kind of in the business, so she knows, but... Well... Can you stab at it?
I sort of differ from you a little bit because I do the initial web presence.
Right, more like sales.
Yeah.
Well,
I close the deal.
Yeah. Your sales, and then you hand off to like an ops team.
Yeah, so when
ops,
I...
Ops, PS is operations.
Yeah, I have a whole team. Yeah, I have a whole team behind me. You know, a few different teams actually, but I just call it my whole team. You know, design and build, and then we have IT and e-commerce specialists, all that kind of stuff. So I let them do that kind of end of it. But for me to glean the clients that I need the same kind of blogging to go on.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
your content would be similar to mine because you're trying to close the deal, which is what I'm
trying
to do.
Yeah.
So it'd be like 10 reasons you want me to handle your next redesign or new to web, you know, just starting your first mobile-friendly website.
Yeah.
Here are my best mobile-friendly tips.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
There's 54% of the businesses out there still that don't have mobile sites, mobile compliance.
Come on. You're dead in the water if you're not mobile-friendly.
Google's going to remove companies soon from the searches. You won't even show up.
Yes.
You won't even show up on the searches if you don't have a mobile compliant site.
Wow.
And they told us, it's not on them. They told people, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You better get mobile compliant. They gave people plenty of time. So I don't come crying to me. Go crying to Deb.
Come crying to me, please.
I don't feel sorry for you.
I'm all right with that.
So, I'm sorry. Do you blog now?
I do not blog on my web consulting at this moment, just the nutrition coaching. So.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering, were there specific blogs that you followed before you started blogging? And if so, what were they?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm such a big proponent of researching before you jump in because I don't have an ego, at least I don't think I do. So I went out and found some of the best people to follow. Funnily enough, one of the sites that I followed in the very, very beginning of my career 6 years ago was Mark's blog. It's called businessesgrow.com. And he writes about marketing.
The blog that you're now writing on.
Right.
How
and I'm now writing
that?
For him.
Looking for it now.
I read Marketing Insider Group, which is actually Michael Brunner's blog. He's now a client of mine. So, I'm of this mindset that if you what energy you put out comes back. And now every blog that I read, they become clients. No, but those were two huge marketing blogs that I were big into. And it really paid off in spades for me to be integrated in those blogs. And I would say the same thing to you. So, Devin, for real estate, go out and find some real estate bloggers who you're really into, you really align with their content, it moves you in some way, and interact. Leave a comment.
Absolutely.
Share it on social. Share it on Facebook. And when I say share, I don't mean just share the post. I mean curate the post, which means you not only share it, but you add your own commentary and you tell people why you read it. Oh my gosh, this real estate agent Deb is doing amazing things. You have to read her insights about the recent dip in home sales
whatever. And then share that
on your stuff.
Webpage?
No, on your Facebook, Twitter, okay. Wherever. You can leave a comment directly on his or her blog, which again is how I ended up getting in touch with Mark and Michael, as I left them comments. And I would say, I get up every morning, I read your blog with a cup of coffee, and this is how I start my day.
Is that true?
It is true.
Okay.
So I'm constantly, you have to have the finger on the pulse too, I think, as a writer, because you have to know what's going on in your industry. Just like Deb was saying with this whole thing that's going on with Google, she's got her finger on the pulse. She could really easily go out today and start writing content for her website business if she wanted to.
Yeah.
It's such a commitment. And that's, I think, my biggest tip too, is if you're going to commit to writing, even if it's once a month, which I would suggest at the very least to try for once a week, but even if it is just once a month, do not waver. I mean, there's been maybe in the 6 years that I've been blogging, we post on Wednesdays at 7 a.m. There's been maybe two times that I've missed, and it's because S hit the fan. S hit the F, and it just couldn't come out. You know what I mean? And other than that, every Wednesday at 7 a.m., a post has gone out.
Okay. Yeah, and you can schedule the posts too, right?
Oh, yeah. So with WordPress, and again, there's a million other sites that you can use. You don't have to use WordPress. It just happens to be the most used blogger software out there. But yes, you can totally schedule your post way in advance.
Okay, well, we're going to head to a commercial break, but when we get back, we'll talk more about that. Thank you.
USA Radio News.
Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will sit down and chat face-to-face
with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Earlier today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the media.
The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept.
Former Ambassador to the United Nations Bill Richardson said he likes what he's seeing so far.
I'm getting some good vibrations. I think it's very important that the summit focus on the main issue of denuclearization.
The Interior Department announced that they would be spending $256 million in funding on infrastructure projects at 22 national parks. The parks include the Great Smoky Mountains, Mount Rushmore, and Yellowstone. The money will be spent on updating visitor centers, repairing some flood damage, and also rehabilitating wastewater systems. And back on this date in 1986, the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off was first released. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do anything for me.
And we are back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte, me, Brooke B. Sellis, and our new summer co-host, Debbie Hill.
Hello.
Announcements.
You always have a great way to introduce me every time we come back in. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
So now we're not two wild and crazy ladies, but three. Today you get three wild and crazy ladies, and we today are talking about how to navigate the blogging world. Scary stuff. Not really. Honestly, I'm totally self-taught. 6 years ago, I knew not a thing. I go back and I read my first blog post sometimes, and I get so embarrassed with myself.
That's how we're going to feel.
I know, right?
6 years. I can't hear myself. See, this is what I mean. 6 years and we're not going to have any of these technical problems over here.
No, there's going to be like some sort of like AI or some sort of like machine doing all of this for us.
That would be great.
We're just going to be sitting in a room at our house probably like drinking rosé and the machine's going to do all this stuff.
Never. I have a bottle of wine in my car.
I know, we always forget.
Seriously?
I do.
You guys
is
can drink
chilled?
Here?
It's not chilled. Well, we can't. I mean,
so next
if
week
it's in a
I
coffee
can
cup. No,
I'm kidding.
Don't.
Yes.
I'll bring you coffee, okay? Or tea. I don't know.
Devin, do you drink coffee?
Yes.
Good to know.
I'm off coffee. I love coffee, but I'm trying not to drink coffee. I'm on tea.
Do you remember right Brooke now. Is going to get me an espresso machine from one of her clients?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who we cannot name.
We're not naming names.
Lots of NDAs happening with those clients. We'll just say a nice, a very nice luxury appliance brand, and they have a killer cappuccino machine that
Devin,
I desperately want.
Devin's going to invite me over, right?
Yes, absolutely.
For
absolutely.
Espresso.
Cappuccino party.
So cool. Back to blogging.
Yes, and you will need lots of coffee for blogging, too, so that's a great segue.
Okay. I need lots of, to get out of my house in the morning, I need a lot of coffee.
So what were we talking about? We were talking about you've been doing this for 6 years.
Audience. We talked about audience.
Yes.
We talked about
we left when we were discussing something.
Oh, man.
Can we rewind?
You're asking me on a Monday?
Can we rewind? Okay, my last note was you have to commit to
consistency.
At least once a month, but it should be really once a week.
I mean, once a week is the bare minimum we usually offer our clients. So we also do ghost blogging.
Okay, yeah, because I can't. I'm not. off air, we were talking about this. I'm a math and science person. I went to college for math and science, and my grammar through texting. I think it is. It's starting to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, I've had people comment on my grammar, which is mortifying.
Grammar Nazis.
Yeah.
I just read an article today. This is, okay, this is, you know, just like, I don't know, that you know, fluff that you read once in a while, just a little icing on the cake, and it was like 10 things that people wouldn't find sexy about you. Like, it makes you less attractive.
Grammar
and
is
one of
huge.
Them is grammar.
I correct
that was number two.
Grammar all the time. And people are correcting mine, which is really scary.
But hun. There is a... Okay, I'm going to give you another tool. It's free. Grammarly.
What is it? What is it?
Grammarly.
Grammar. Spell. You just spell out the word grammar.
Okay,
and then
wait.
L-Y.
That has two M's, right?
And then A-R.
A-R-L-Y.
Yeah.
And then Grammarly has a plugin if you use Chrome. Do you use Chrome as your browser extension?
I have Chrome and Safari.
Okay, so on Chrome, they have a free browser extension that basically allows you to hook up Grammarly, and if Grammarly is installed on your Chrome plugin, like say when you go to write a Facebook post and you're in Chrome,
oh my, it's like
it will underline the incorrect words, it will underline
like
the
Microsoft
incorrect
Word
grammar.
Does.
Right, but you don't even have to like plug
but
it
Microsoft
into my...
Word is incorrect sometimes.
Grammarly is usually like spot on. But I have really good grammar, so I don't need it that much.
I use OpenOffice.
Yeah.
They're good with they're actually good with grammar for OpenOffice.
But there's so many ways
actually,
around that. Like there's no
I
excuse.
Still think personally that I have good grammar until I got called out last week.
Aww.
And now I'm just mortified.
No, don't be mortified. That's sad. That's sad. They had to call you out. Was it
no, it's good. You need to know.
Yeah.
Okay, what it was is if it's a possessive, is there an apostrophe before the S?
If it's possessive, yes. If it's plural possessive, it could be after the S and then no S after it.
If it's possessive, there's no apostrophe. Google it.
Which one are you talking about? A plural possessive? Like,
situation. Like when I say I'm at my parents' house, the apostrophe goes after the S.
No, I don't think there's an apostrophe.
Yes, because it's possessive.
It's plural possessive.
Plural possessive. So it's after the
S. Google it, because that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Well, Google is not right. The Webster Dictionary is right.
Well,
Google's not always right.
Use Grammarly. I'm telling you.
I thought if it was possessive, there was an apostrophe. And I was corrected, and I was told that if it's possessive, there is no apostrophe, and if it is a contraction, it is an apostrophe.
The comma, the apostrophe has a place in the possessive form of the word. It does. The, you know, I don't know, like Michael's ball.
Yeah.
There's apostrophe S.
I thought so. Okay, and I was corrected and I Googled that H-E double hockey sticks out of it.
Yeah.
And I think I was wrong.
It's situational, though.
That's so, so difficult.
Get this plugin's gonna
going to
change your life. It's free. Like, literally.
Because that's like, again, if that's wrong, I've been doing this wrong my entire life. Because I always use an apostrophe if it was possessive.
But this is what's great about blogging. Like, the tough words.
People
that
will
I always
tell
had
you.
A problem. No, well, that. But I also had a problem with, like, spelling entrepreneur at the end. Uh-huh. And we get the E and the U mixed up. Over time, because I use that word all the time when I'm blogging, guess what? I can spell it now. You know what I mean? Like,
that's in England.
That is, it is in English.
Not American English.
I'm sorry,
she just showed me her phone with dogs and dogs and where the apostrophe goes.
It's the same.
But it's that's the same.
Versus singular.
I'm wasting your time here.
At our next commercial break, we're gonna figure this out and we'll get back
to
you.
Grammar trouble.
After now that we've 8 minutes lost
on
that.
So what was your? Tell me your next question. I'm ready.
We were going to talk about ghostwriting.
Oh yeah, so we do provide ghostwriting as well because.
There's people like me that don't trust their grammar anymore.
There are people who don't have the time. They don't have the. Spelling and grammar, they just don't, most of the time, honestly, they just don't have the time.
Yeah, I can.
So we have writers who come in and write the post on behalf of the client, and we do everything from write the post, concept the post.
Do I provide you with the information for the post?
We can work with you on a topic list.
Brooke just gained a new client.
Yeah. We can work with you on a topic list, and then we send you the topic list for approval. You approve it. We... write the post for you. We create the custom graphic, and we'll even publish it for you on your WordPress blog.
And you can do that for any company? Do you have, like, specialists
in
different industries, or how does that work?
Yes. So all of the writers who we use, we try to pair, obviously, you, let's say, up with someone who has experience writing in real estate. We have a client who literally manufactures the pharma trays. He makes, manufactures the trays that pharma companies use for their, the drugs that they create. We write his content for him. So we found someone who had like a manufacturing
background. Oh, do you outsource it?
Background.
You outsource the blogging.
We outsource, but we manage it all for this client.
So my outsourcing, the company that I'm outsourcing to is outsourcing my blogging to somebody else.
Well, if we...
Well, if
we
you, have, if I need somebody that knows about real estate, no. Book, no offense.
Well, no,
but
we
they
have
know
a,
that you
we
writing
have a
real estate blog.
Of,
I love
we
that.
We have a fold of bloggers who, yeah. who live in house with us, or, but... In that particular instance, mm-hmm. we outsourced because we didn't have anybody who had that. But he loves his blogger, who we paired him with. We manage her. We do all of the...
I was just again, about to ask if it was a he or a she. It is a she, of course.
We manage her. We do all of the topic brainstorming. And then we publish it to his blog. And our
That's
content
awesome.
Manager handles it all. So it's seamless for the client.
That's amazing.
And the cost just depends on your industry and the experience level you want. You know, if it's a basic experience level and you want like a 500 to 750 word post, we're talking like $150 per post. Some of our clients pay upwards of like $200, $300, $400 per post because they're writing in the medical field and they need mm-hmm. someone with medical background. They're writing in the law, the attorney law field. Mm-hmm. They need somebody who, you know, was a lawyer or a paralegal of some sort. So it's just a cost and all that depends, but we basically broker that whole thing so that you, Devin, are not there looking for somebody to write for your.
Got it.
It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's a constant need. People are constantly asking us about ghost bloggers, and since we have the ability to solve that pain point, I'm like, sure, yeah, we can do that for you, but it's not my favorite thing.
So if I don't want to spend a couple $100 a week on having somebody blog for me, if I'm a newbie, how do I get started? What's the first step I take?
My best advice would be to sit down and come up with what we call the kitty. We call it like the kitty. You can call it like the bank, the repository, mm-hmm. whatever. And I would make sure that I had content lined up before I went live.
Oh, interesting. So my friend does a lot of Instagramming, and she told me that I need to have 2 weeks of content in line before I start curating an Instagram channel?
Yeah, channel, platform, channel.
Platform?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Same thing.
With a blog...
So what would your frequency be? Let's just pretend. We're going to launch Devin's blog next week. Pretend. Don't give me that look. And... Your frequency on Devin's blog is going to be what? How many times are you going to blog per month?
Once.
One time per month. Okay, so then I would have at least 3 months worth of content built up before I went live.
Okay, once a month probably isn't going to do much. Once a week is your recommendation, right? Okay, so if I do it once a week, I should probably still have...
I would still do like three months worth of content. Right, because you have to think about it this way. Like
12 topics written?
Yes.
Okay.
And then how do you get those 12 topics? If you want to start with a bang, you don't write about what you want to write about. You start listening to your customers when you're again, you've got those two content buckets, as we'll call them. You've got commercial and you've got residential. I want you to find the top 6 questions and pain points and really just like icky points that your commercial customers bring up constantly. And then I want you to find the 6 most residential icky pain points that are brought up constantly. And then I want you to figure out how to address each one of those pain points with a solution from your point of view and your story, with an actual Devin story. And then you've got yourself 12 posts.
And how long should they each be?
Okay, so Google always changes this based on search parameters and SEO. Again, search engine optimization.
And is Yoast going to assist me with that?
Yes. So Yoast will tell you. It used to be 500 to 750 words. That just got changed. They prefer for the average post to now be around 950 words. Longer form content is performing better. So let's just say 750 to 950 words. And so what's cool about Yoast is it will give you a green light, a yellow light, or a red light, meaning go, okay, do not publish, on two different things. On your SEO, like how you've written for search engine optimization, and also on your readability. And readability means like how easy is this to read, because you have to remember the average American reads at a 6th grade level, so you have to write.
yes,
you did tell
I'm
the story well, but you have to dumb it
fascinating book
down.
About that right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to score both for SEO and readability, and it's very difficult to get a green score for readability. That's, I think, one of the biggest things that I've learned over the 6 years of doing it myself is, like, now I can whip out a post and pretty much always get greens on both. But for the longest time,
but
I mean,
my goodness, after 6 years, I mean, that's what, 50, 100?
One post per week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 50 posts a year, give or take.
Well, plus the other sites that I write for, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to get greens on those, too.
So let's say Brooke has done about 450 minimum posts
yeah.
so far.
Yeah. And, you know, my stuff's gotten picked up on Inc.
Wow.
It's gotten picked up on social media.
And Inc. is Inc.com, the
yes.
magazine.
Yes,
which
correct.
Is a small business and entrepreneurship. It's not even really small business anymore. It's getting bigger.
No, it's getting
it
bigger.
Is. It's, yeah.
Yeah, Yahoo Business. Twitter's blog picked up one of my posts about Twitter. So you have to think about this, because even though it sucks to, like, think about getting it technically right, if you're going to get picked up on some of those bigger sites and they're going to share your content out, you have to think about the POV, all that stuff, but it also needs to be written well for SEO and readability.
All right, guys, I just realized that we're over time. We will be back in a couple minutes.
Adios.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The girl bosses, the three amigos. Amigas.
Oh, nice.
Amigas.
Grammar.
Yeah,
careful.
grammar. That's my Spanish.
Amigas.
I gotta work on that.
Is there an apostrophe
Lo
in that?
Lo siento. Mis amigos.
So, amigas. So,
well, when I'm talking to the audience, though, I have to say amigos.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
And
yes,
I want my green lights when I am on Yoast writing my blogs.
Green lights. Do not, I run a couple of yellow lights, but I do not run red lights. I mean, that's me in personal life and blogging life.
Well, and we had almost 10-minute debate going on before about apostrophes, and I think we came to a conclusion. So when you guys are writing your blogs, listen to this.
What is it?
Oh, okay, so when an the use of an apostrophe is when you are saying that we were talking about my parents' house, okay?
That's a difficult one because parents is already plural. You're talking about two of them. Okay?
Like amigos.
Now, but they are owning the house. There is a possession of the house there
and
by your parents.
My parents, like the parents I own.
Right.
Clearly.
Well, you could, okay, let's start with no apostrophe. My parents are very, very busy. No apostrophe.
Right.
Right?
Just parents.
Because
just,
it's not, yeah.
They're just busy. My parents are coming in for the weekend. Right. You know, but my parents' house needs painting. Okay, so my parents, in that sentence, needs an apostrophe because they own the house.
No, it's apostrophe before or after that?
That's a good question. After, after the S, because yes.
it's
called
plural.
A plural possessive.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so a singular possessive would be
Sarah's dog.
Sarah's dog, the boy's hat. That's now, all apostrophe S.
When would you not use an apostrophe? When it's possessive.
Never.
Yes. That's why we're having this argument. Because
never
I
would
think,
you not use.
I think the lady who sent you this email either didn't know what she was talking about, or maybe she was right. Maybe you used an apostrophe in the wrong way, but her statement...
I know how to use apostrophes, though.
Her blanket statement that you never use apostrophes with possession is incorrect.
I agree with you. I've always agreed with you, and that's why I use apostrophes. So she is wrong. See, now, there's some reason just because she wrote, and she was so confident in her...
Do you know
point of view? No idea.
You're an extremely kind person the way you're talking about her. And
but there are people
I do want
to
say...
I like to call them know-it-alls, and they're not my friends.
As a realtor...
Well, I asked if she wanted to... My assistant's out because she just had very severe surgery.
Yeah.
So I asked if she wanted to come in and help me. I'm like, yeah, I would... you know, I need an assistant if you want to come in and work for me. I'd be more than happy
so
to pay
nice.
You.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
when
get everything wrong.
Nice. Like, on instances when
she's
I,
very
like,
kind.
Like, I would be like,
yeah,
just fired up. She's like just so nice. And on instances where I'm so nice, she's like fired up.
Like Saturday when you came to me. I. Poor Brooke isn't feeling well.
Sorry. I was laughing so hard that I choked.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got... Brooke came and I was working and I yelled at her on Saturday morning.
It's okay. I'm
a little nervous. She yells at people.
No, I know. I got yelled at twice in a row. And I was like,
I told.
It's fine. I guess I'm just going to get yelled at.
She did. That's
today.
Exactly what she said to me. So then she left and I calmed down. I'm like, Brooke, I'm so sorry.
So you have to you need to read my newsletter on stress for this one. This one I just put out today. But one
so
of the things.
Is that a blog?
It's actually not a blog yet.
Man.
We have to talk about that, how to put it into a blog form. I used to do it and put it in blog form, but I was lazy today, and I just threw it out in MailChimp and got it out through Facebook. You'll see it on my Facebook page.
Oh, I can send my blogs via Constant Contact, too.
Yes, you can have
yes, that's what I used to do. I used to start it as a blog, feed it through my
RSS.
MailChimp. Well, just the same. Yeah, I think I put the link through the MailChimp,
yeah,
and
RSS
then it would go out to Facebook. Yeah. It was like,
sorry, I use technical jargon, but essentially,
no,
your
we
RSS
like technical jargon. That's how
like,
we learn.
Then you had your blog.
Is this a note that I need to take?
No, it's like a URL, but you can feed that to like a MailChimp.
Yes,
and then MailChimp will once it recognizes that your RSS feed has a new post, it will send that post out to your list. And you can also use if this, then that. This is another free tool.
That's okay.
If
I gotta write that down.
This.
Hold on.
Then.
Which then?
That. Then. 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 That. So I
keep writing?
IFTTT is like the name of the app. It's like IFTTT. It's like the first.
That's like when you do parameters for searches.
Yeah, it's called if this then that. So you say if my RSS feed
you look on your face.
This is the technical. This is the nerdy segment of the program. Okay, so if my RSS feed has a new post, I
and
want
tell
you
the audience
to,
what an RSS feed is, Brooke.
This is where your blog lives. Your blog has an RSS feed. Which is, I forget what RSS stands for.
Think of it as a little, you could sew this into your home page. You know how a lot of people, you can read their Facebook posts, or you can see their latest YouTube video, which
that is a feed.
It feeds from one beginning spot to the end spot.
Yes. Okay. And so if this then pulls that it is in. The app that talks to all of the different Facebooks, emails, RSS feeds, websites. It's an app.
And what do I do with this? Oh, that app is going to connect it all for me.
You sign up for If This Then That. Then you would sign up for, you would add your Twitter in, add your Facebook in, add your website in, add your blog in, all the things you want to add. And then you could start, it has recipes. So you could look for social media posts, okay, blog to social media, or you could type that in the search bar. It'll tell you how to like set up the If Then That rules.
Okay, so we are running out of time here. I want to touch on a few points real quick.
Yes.
In summary, if I want to start a blog, if anyone out there in the audience wants to start a blog, I'm just using me as an example because we're learning to talk to one person, and Brooke's recommendation would be to come up with 3 months' worth of content, blog preferably once a week, and commit to it, and have address pain points for your customers, mm-hmm, what their pain points are, what questions they may have. And then overall, her tips are to use WordPress and Yoast SEO, and be authentic, to be the source. Speak to one person in your target audience. So, for example, for a realtor, why didn't John Doe sell his house? And you have to commit. You can use Grammarly, which is a Chrome plugin, and again, have the 3 months worth of blogging prior to starting. And that's how to start a blog,
summary.
Right?
That's an excellent note taker, y'all.
That's how to start a blog. Did I miss anything?
No, I think those are there you, any you are other, ready to start a blog, girlfriend.
Are there any other questions that we in the audience should be asking?
I know that you guys are going to have questions, so here's what I'm going to do. I want you to come to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/girlbosshcr for Hunterdon County Radio. I want you to come to our Facebook page. Even though I'm in Maine, I'm obviously still here. I just won't be here in studio. So I'm more than happy to answer your questions. You can put them publicly on the page. You can give us a private message, and I will answer them myself, me, Brooke, and help you as much as I can with as much free advice as I can and more tools, all the tools you can handle.
One of these days we're going to get Brooke back in here and talk about vlogs.
Ooh.
Because that's a new one. Right?
Yeah, I don't do the video things so much. I need to.
I want to. I cannot wait.
We're trying to at this Facebook Live. It's not going very well.
New today.
We may be live today. We may not be live. We're not sure.
We're figuring it out. But in any case, we want to give a heartfelt thank you for joining us today on Girl Boss. Whether you're a lovely lady looking to reinforce the women supporting women movement, or you're a man who thinks women are the bomb.com, and we mean that in the most professional way, we're so happy to have you join us every week, Mondays, 5 p.m., Hunterdon County Radio. Thanks for joining us on Girl Boss.
Brooke, we'll catch up with you in the fall.
Bye, y'all.
Aww.
USA Radio News.
A new Department of Justice Inspector General report is expected to come out this Thursday. In the report, we're hoping to find out what was going on in the FBI under former Acting Director James Comey, and also what was going on in the Department of Justice under former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Former FBI Director Chris Swecker says there may be some big news made later this week.
I think there's going to be some very important information in there regarding Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, the Attorney General herself. The only one that's still left with the FBI and is on the rolls is Strzok, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get fired. There may be some criminal recommendations coming out of it for Comey's theft of government property, the memos.
President Trump is continuing to prepare for his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. We also saw not too long ago that Dennis Rodman arrived, although he will have no official capacity in the summit. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another
other company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.